You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
You know, it's National Kidney Month, and I just want to focus on, you know, that 31 million Americans right now are living with chronic kidney disease. So my next guest, Dr. Orlando Gutierrez, who is over at the University of Alabama in Birmingham, studying the kidney function, particularly disorders of phosphorus and vitamin D metabolism in kidney disease and how it's related. He's going to come here and he's here to share information so that we can keep our kidneys healthy and fully functioning. All right. Welcome, Dr. Gutierrez.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Gutierrez, first share with us, what is the function of the kidneys and why are they so important for us to take better care of them?
Well, I always like to make the analogy that the kidneys are like the garbage person of the body. They make sure they clean out the blood, they take out all the trash that gets built up in the blood and waste products in the blood during the course of the day and gets rid of it in the urine and make sure that certain electrolytes in the blood, like sodium and potassium and bicarbonate, stay at appropriate levels for health.
And so basically, it's a detoxifying organ. It helps us cleanse out all the metabolic end products that we deal with day to day, and of course, helping us with our water metabolism. And what are the main causes of kidney disease?
Within this country and increasingly across the world, the number one cause is diabetes. And other causes are high blood pressure, being overweight, and individuals who have a strong family history may have a genetic cause for kidney disease.
So basically what you're saying is it's more of a chronic issue. It's not like, you know, in America we have individuals who have acute kidney disease. It's really because of other inflammatory conditions which cause the kidneys to start to fail.
A lot of the major causes of kidney disease are chronic conditions, as you're saying, predominantly diabetes, and it's managing those chronic conditions that are important to avoid the development of kidney disease long-term.
Right. So diabetes, obviously, we're talking about high levels of sugar, and that this sugar can cause the deterioration of the very delicate tissues of the kidneys. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Having a high level of sugar in the blood over a long period of time can cause damage directly to the kidneys themselves.
So when that happens, what are the early signs of chronic kidney disease? What are the early signs of that? You know, so if you're diabetic, we know that through blood level, sugar levels often. Yes, when you're not aware of diabetes, often you urinate a lot more, and that is obviously a sign possibly of kidney issues. But what else?
Well, that's one of the really key points that I want the listeners to the show to come away with, and that's the unfortunate reality that the early signs of kidney disease are very, very few. Most people don't have any symptoms when they have kidney disease, when it's in earliest stages of disease. It's not until you get to very late stages of disease in which you have symptoms. And those symptoms include swelling all over the body, feeling nauseated all the time, feeling itchy all over, being tired all the time, and in very, very late stages, weight loss because your appetite goes away. But in early stages of the disease, most people don't feel anything, and that's why we recommend very strongly that if you have a high-risk condition for developing kidney disease, like diabetes or high blood pressure, that you get checked, you get your kidneys checked through your primary care physician's office to make sure your kidneys are doing okay.
And what do you mean by that, getting your kidneys checked? Is it a blood test? What are you suggesting?
So we suggest, the ways of checking the kidney function include simple blood or urine tests that can be done at just about any physician's office or laboratory. And they're part of many standard blood tests that physicians often do for other reasons. And so it's fairly simple, painless, other than getting the blood drawn to check your kidney health and make sure it's doing okay.
Right. I mean, in my practice, I do bloods all the time, and we look at the BUN as well as the creatinine. And I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
Those are two of the blood tests that we look at predominantly, and in the urine, we're looking for the test for protein in blood, and the reason that's important is because the very, very, very earliest signs of kidney disease are generally going to show up in the urine tests first and then the blood tests later. So if you're going to get your best chance of finding very early signs of kidney disease, especially diabetic kidney disease, you want to make sure you get a urine test as well.
Would you think that the dipstick, the urine dipstick, which is a, you know, pretty much a screening tool, be something that people can use as well?
People can use that, certainly. In many physicians' offices have that ability if they can get that dipstick. And that dipstick in the actual stick itself has a chemical that's able to tell whether there's high amounts of protein or blood in the urine.
Yeah, so, you know, some people come in and say, you know, I've got frothy, bubbling urine. And it's one of the signs I think something's wrong with their urine. Tell me, what do you think about that?
Well, one of the signs, certainly, of having too much protein in the urine is that it's very bubbly. And that means different things to different people. What I always tell them is that if someone pours you a beer and you see that kind of the head of the beer, the very bubbly head of the beer, If your urine looks like that, has that many bubbles in it, then that might be a sign that you have a high amount of protein in it. So just so that listeners can get a sense of what is too much bubbles and what's normal.
Yeah, right. I people come in all the time talking about their urine color. Can you indicate whether or not the color of your urine is a sign of possible kidney disease?
In general, and I get this question a lot, people are concerned about the color of their urine. Urine can have a number of different colors. Generally, the time that you want to see a physician is when your urine is any shade of red, because that may indicate there's blood in the urine, or if it's a very dark Coca-Cola or black-like color, which may be another sign of bleeding, either in the blood vessels or in the urogenital system itself. Other than that, oftentimes the kidney or the urine can become dark orange or amber if someone's not drinking enough fluid during the day, and that's not necessarily abnormal. It just means you need to drink more water.
Great. You know, I'd like to ask you a little bit about your passions regarding what got you into studying vitamin D metabolism and health and the disorders of phosphorus.
Well, one of the very common complications that people with kidney disease develop is that they develop low vitamin D, and they also develop high levels of phosphorus. And through research done by other groups in our group, we've shown that if you have either low vitamin D or too much phosphorus, that this is very strongly associated with poor outcomes in kidney disease. And so what we're trying to do is trying to figure out exactly why that is. What is it about low vitamin D or high phosphorus that causes poor outcomes in people with kidney disease?
I talk a lot about vitamin D here on my show because it really is one of those pro-hormones. It's a vitamin that really affects every cell in our body because we all have those vitamin D receptors throughout our body. So it affects your colon and your kidneys, as you're saying, our brain, our female organ, everything. And so I really am excited to hear that that's something that you're going to continue to discover more about. And, with phosphorus, it must be that we want to reduce levels of the food that has high phosphorus in it. Wouldn't that be a good way of starting to reduce that phosphorus level?
It depends. A lot of foods that have high amounts of phosphorus are important for people to eat, and other foods have types of phosphorus that are less important for you to eat. So it's a good conversation to have with a nutritionist or a doctor familiar with the issues so that they can guide you as to what type of dietary modifications you might want to make.
Okay, God, thanks so much, Dr. Gutierrez. Everyone, go and get your labs done, yearly labs at least, get it checked out and get your kidneys functioning. Make sure that you're drinking enough water and check out Dr. Gutierrez. You can go ahead and go to Dr. Wellness for Life page, and we will see you next time. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Suzanne on Radio.